According to the Guinness Book of Records, Palm Island is the most dangerous place outside of a combat zone. It's located 65 kilometres northeast of Townsville, Queensland, and with a population of 4,000 Indigenous Australians, it is the largest Aboriginal community in Australia. Palm Island has a turbulent past. In 1916, the Chief Protector of Aborigines declared the island a suitable site for a penitentiary, and up until 1973, the island operated as a leper colony, with a hospital for those with venereal disease. Today, the community on Palm Island struggles to overcome its somewhat dark past, but residents were buoyed with the recent announcement of findings by Queensland Deputy State Coroner Christine Clements that Senior Sergeant Chris Hurley was responsible for the death in police custody of Morungi Dumaji. His death in November 2004 sparked a series of riots on the island, an increased police presence, and a huge amount of tension between locals and the authorities. There were fears of a reprisal in the lead-up to the Deputy State Coroner's findings, but Palm Island Council Chief Executive Barry Moyle says that wasn't the case.
It was very peaceful and very quiet, and this is what the community leaders and the councillors had been saying for a week and a half, and trying to get the message across to the government that we didn't need extra police here, that the community were going fine, and that all they needed was justice.
Chair of the National Aboriginal Justice Advisory Committee, Alf Bamblett, has called for Officer Hurley's suspension.
This is certainly some welcome news. It amazes me, however, that immediately you get, and I suppose it's people like the police union's job to look after their members and so on, but just once you might consider that, in fact, they might see that maybe their members aren't perfect. And they, because in this case, it says clearly that there was there's something really wrong and really amiss. Now there needs to be the follow-up to all of that.
But Queensland Police Commissioner Bob Atkinson has said suspending the offending officer isn't necessary. And something else the police have deemed unnecessary was a proposed new police station on Palm Island worth $3.8 million, which has now been cancelled in favour of keeping the temporary building because it was, quote, adequate to meet the needs of Palm Island. Despite this, Mr. Bamblett says the police and the community should work together to ensure a peaceful future for Palm Island.
It isn't altogether an adversarial approach to it. We also have to look at issues about community safety. Community safety, I guess, from the point of view of Aboriginal people also, so that Aboriginal community feels safe. We'll let's sit down and try and have a yarn with them about it.
Siang Lu, reporting for CCN.